WMFO in Medford. Morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. With the WMFO protocols, I'll be doing just a one-hour show. However, there'll still be lots of new music recently released, and most of you probably haven't heard it before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with music from Bob Marley and the Wailers, the Lemonheads, and Counting Crows. The new tunes on today's show are from Benny, C-Matt, and C-Lemon. Plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO. Precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Grace Ives. This is Angel of Business here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
You're listening to TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
I know how to do my thing.
Platform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK hanging here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning. Finished up there with brand new music from Benny. If you've been a listener to my show, or if you're familiar with Benny, or if you listen to popular radio, you've probably heard of her too. I discovered her when she self-released her debut EP, Fire on Mars, back in 2019. She hit radio gold with the tune Super Lonely. Then she kind of went mainstream pop music on me. I respect that, but I don't have to listen to it. Anyway, things have changed and changed with you a little bit. She's kind of getting back to her old style of writing. That tune was called Beach Boy, and it just sounds nice to me, and it is on her new album, Leeching, which just came out probably about a month and a half ago. Before that, 5 O'Clock Heroes from the album Speak Your Language with Who? Bob Marley along with the Wailers from Exodus with Waiting in Vain. Atmos Bloom. That new single is called Daisy. That came out also a couple weeks ago. And also brand new stuff there from Grace Ives. Her new album, Janky Star, came out just last week on the 3rd of June. That tune was called Angel of Business. I'm liking that a lot. And
hot! My battle buddies and I attended the NHL Stadium Series at Yankee Stadium. We had the time of our lives. Ventix, we can't thank you enough.
Every empty seat at a concert, a game, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Visit vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
We have music coming to you in this hour from The Lemonheads, Counting Crows, and The Cure. Next up, I've got some new stuff from CMAT, and that's C-M-A-T, all capitals. Her real name is Sierra Mary Alice Thompson. She's a bubbly, acerbic 25-year-old from Dublin. Her tacky glam country pop channels the Nashville greats, plus references to Robbie Williams, Philip Larkin, White Rose, and Irish novelist Marion Keyes. She stated, quote, "The only way to make country music in 2020 is to completely bastardize it," unquote. She also said, quote, "that her musical style is a mashup of Dolly Parton, Weird Al Yankovic, and Katy Perry," unquote. I love her attitude. Her new album came out in March. It's called If My Wife Knew I'd Be Dead, and knew is spelled without a K. This tune is called Every Bottle, parenthetically, Is My Boyfriend. New music from CMAT here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Finished up there with the latest music from C. Lemon. C. Lemon is really Natalie Lou, L-L-E-W. She's an indie pop singer-songwriter from Seattle, Washington. She recently signed to Spirit Goth Records out of Los Angeles, and together they just released a debut EP. This came out probably about 2 weeks ago. That tune is called Sunday, and it was one of the pre-release singles before the album came out. Just really liking that one a lot as well. And, of course, the Lemonheads from 1993 with Come On, Feel the Lemonheads with Into Your Arms and C-Mat got it started with Every Bottle is My Boyfriend. Let's keep it moving here. We've got more music on the way. Next up is the latest from Varley. Varley are a Berlin-based atmospheric indie trio. They're centered around Dublin native Claire and Varley. I ran into these guys last year. They released their debut full-length album, Small Talk and DMCs. It came out on September 17th of last year. This tune is called Misery. It's the latest from Varley here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Come around. I'm almost drowning. Down on
It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. You're tuned in to 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio. Tufts University finished up there with some material from a band called Lanu, L-A-N-U. Lanu is Lance Ferguson. Lance is the guitarist and leader of the band called The Bamboos. If you haven't heard The Bamboos, they're a hugely popular funk and soul band. They're based out of Australia, rather. That album is called Her 12 Faces. That song is called Beautiful Trash, and it features Megan Washington, who I've played here before, doing the lead vocals on that. She's also done some work with The Bamboos because she knows Lance. If you get a chance, you can check out a tune where she sings on King of the Rodeo. Also in there, Counting Crows from August and Everything After, released in 1993 with Sullivan Street Farley. Got it going with Misery. Just a reminder, I'll be doing another music you might otherwise miss Thursdays on WBRS.org, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus on new material that was just released or has not been released yet, followed by another hour of an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, along with some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Speaking of new music, this is the latest from Team Me. They're an indie pop band from Norway. 2011 debut studio album To the Treetops won the 2011 Norwegian Grammy Award for Best Pop Group of the Year. Their second studio album, Blind as Night, was released in 2015. 2022, they released a new album, Something in the Making. This song is called Song for a Drummer. New music from Team Me here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Taking on the same team. music you won't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM, WMFO.
Look up.
do it for another terrific Tuesday. Thanks for joining me. I had a blast. Hope you had some fun, too. Hope you got a new song deal, because that's part of this whole process. This is TK saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from Scout, going back to the release, All Those Relays. This is called So Close. Hopefully, I'll see you on Thursday for my other installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. And again, here next Tuesday at 11 a.m. on WMFO.org. You all have a great day.
When you called me, I said,